Why in this world are there animals that suffer so much and die because of humans? Is it due to karma that they must purify in that animal form, or to the bad mentality and actions of people and in our lives? What should be our attitude and position about the things happening in the world?
You can get the teachings from that. You get the lessons from this. We also got that pig body, got the dog body or a cat body. We got that. After that, we got this human body. But if we are doing like them, eating, sleeping and dancing and enjoying, again we will get that body. Because you got this body, human body, for service for the Lord. But if you not surrender to the service for the Lord, you are not surrendered to the your guru, you not surrendered to the Lord, you got the opportunity for that in the human body, but you did not accept that opportunity, then again your karma will take, get again to the worst, like this. As you sow, so you reap. What kind of karma you are doing, you will get that result. For that, if you not proper utilize your bodies, human body, for service for the Lord, then you will go down, go back to the, you will get another pig body and get cow's body. No problem. But you have to learn from that. How much on dog is suffering, how much on street dog is suffering, on cat is suffering, how much on cows, buffalo are suffering. You can see that. How much on pig is suffering, they are taking stool. Then you can see that. And from that, you can take the teachings from, lessons from them. You should utilize your body, every elements, every parts or parcel of the body. You have to be useful for service for the Lord. Because Srimad Bhagavatam told, Churashi Lakh Joni Bhraman Kore Ei Manub Janmo, 84 lakhs, 8.4 millions of birth, we got it. After that, we got this human body, still we cannot understand. We meet with bona fide sadhu and he teachings me. And he told everything. But still we cannot listen, we are not hearing, we are not that kind of great fortune, great good luck. We are not any meet with any great sadhu. That is our bad fortune. Even we got the good sadhu, then still we are avoiding them and we are always doing our karma, doing our always enjoying. It is temporary. You one day will do, another day you have to do that, another day you will be tired. But what karma you are, what you are doing for service for the Lord, that is your deposit. Like you are deposit money in the bank, then your service is there like deposit in the bank. And you asking this question that birds and beasts are suffering. We have to give love and affection for everybody. Sarva jive krishna adhishthan. Every birds and beasts, everybody's body, jiva soul is there existing, their body. For that, everywhere is Krishna is there. You can see. If you serving the dog, you are taking care of the dog, not to treat like bad way. No, that is not good. For that, this Vaishnavism or Sanatana Dharma, Vaishnava religion, there are Mahaprabhu's conception. We are not eating any animals, not any fish, meat. We are not killing ants also.
You protested that against the animal, you know, that kind of cruelty, and you face so much difficulty in Navadvip.
I have no problem. That is will of Krishna. That is good. If I am giving more times in Navadvip for court case here, there, everything. I am becoming sick, becoming crazy. But Krishna take me out from there. That is good for me. I have no problem. Where devotee is there, I am there. Mat Mandir temple, it is only building. You make on painted, very nice painted, nice marble, nice tiles. People are not living there. It is, how can you tell that is house? You can tell that is the mat. Yesterday I went, Sisakana Sarasvata mat. And there is big, big building. And even I did not see there is any dog is living there. Maybe birds and beasts are not living there. I saw the temples. there are big building, but that building have no life, like dead body.